few points over here. First one is there's a Kivager at the beginning of Shin Yud-Ches on the sif that we're going to skip. It's good I do the first Mishabura, which is like Hakdama to the Simon. So this is like Hakdama to the Simon. Really, the first two sifim are first two sifim deal with Maisa Shabbos, which is a separate issue. First three sifim. Third deals with the Bishul Deraisa, whether you have a Chatas or not. So the Kivager, Imhaya Kedera Ala Eish, will Ahaya Royally Special at Shah Ashtayim. So the pot's on the fire already, and it wasn't Royally Special until Shah Ashtayim. It's going to take an hour or two to cook. Vahayva Bechacholam, Shayin is Emi Special B'muktim, so he stirs up the coals, or he turns it over, and so therefore, leaving out the Havora part, but it's going to cook, the heat that was increased, and therefore it's going to cook more quickly. That after the chai, the kruvei bishul milsehi k'moy kruvei avoda. So the ritua says maybe you're chai. Okay, so let me just tell you the ritua. So the ritua presents this maybe you're chai. He's talking Gemara and Shuas. The Gemara and Shuas says that a kohen, if a person is nitvah in the Azara and he leaves immediately, so he's not chayiv for this of being tamei b'Azara. But if he's nitvah b'Azara and he stays, then he's chayiv for staying in the Azara b'tuma. The Mora says there's also chayiv for a kohen being oved b'tuma. So Mora says, where's the case of chayiv for a kohen being oved b'tuma? He's always chayiv anyway because of being staying in the Azara. So what do you this new issur of being oved b'tuma? So Mora says he's going to be oved as he's leaving. So he doesn't take any time as he's running out. He's going to do the avodah. So what avodah can you do as you're leaving? The Mora didn't think that the person could do super speed shchita. Like what avodah are you going to do? The Mora says as he's running out, so he grabs. They had this big type of a fork which they would smack into the avodah on the mizbeach to turn them over that they should burn more quickly. So as he's running out, he smacks this thing into the meat, turns it over, and continues running out. So he can do that very quickly. So there's not enough a shir of a shihia that he'd be chai about the tumor. So the Mora says, why is that avoida? So the Mora says, because kruvei avoida is considered avoida. The fact that he's going to burn on his back more quickly is called he did avoida. So Zot Ritva, Mikan, you could argue that the Kruvei Bishul is considered Bishul. That's the Ritva's Efshur. He says Efshur, Kivager brings us an Efshur. Okay. Yesh La'arer, okay, a few places which seem to be more explicit than that in Hillel's Bishul itself. The fact that I have to find the Ritva and Shuas in the second paragraph of Shuas and Hillel's Tumas Kahani Bavoida and the Dvoz Masupik, maybe it's considered Bishul, is interesting. When you have the din at the end of the Siman, this are Magus. So, Vikim Shumavashal. So, a case where something is not these Bashal called Tzarchoi, she can't be Motzi Bekaf Mehem, you can't even ladle out from the food because it's considering Magus. And and the Gemara in the first parak says that there's an Isser Gzera Shem Yogis, which means it's the Raisa to be Megas. So over here he's not intentionally being Megas because his goal over here is to stir. His goal is to just use the ladle to take it out. But meanwhile, agav that there's going to be a Hagosa. What's the Nakuda Hagosa Pasha? The Nakuda Hagosa is because by stirring it, you help it cook. It's going to cook anyway. You help it cook more quickly. Okay, so maybe you'll tell me that by Hagosa, the problem is that if Pasha doesn't cook without it, the Hagasa is necessary for the cooking. Without the stirring, it won't cook at all. Okay, maybe, but look, pass on that to Pasha, so you understand that then. Okay. In Rishon Dalit, You take the cover off, you can't put it back on, because you're hastening the bishul process on Shabbos. Even if you have a cover on it, if you add on another layer of covering so you keep the heat in better, so it's also awesome, since it's not fully cooked, you bring the Meir Bishul and B'Shabbos. So, unless he means that's the Rabbanan, the Pashas, he's saying this is the Isser being Mamar Bishulam, and he's just assuming for the Pasha there's an Isser, like what's this Isser? The Rabbanan, that case, like what exactly is this Isser if it's not Be'etzim? Okay. At the end of Rishon Tess, Siv Zion, he says, nearly the whole of the mutter lies to Matan or Hanabi Yoim, the Kvar Kolak there is Mavushalas Kotzarchel. So you open up the tanner and you take the pots out. Now, that was you're allowed to go and close up the oven again, is because the pots are fully cooked. Abalayla summer also nighttime when you put them in the oven and you cook them and you put them into the hatmano, the yesh the stabik shemakadir is a dine animal with sholos called sarchon. Also listem hatanur the garam bishul. Koshi's Barbara Simmeration should be raised in Zion and Siftal, I think. He has a Rishon Zion also. Okay. Right. Rishon Zion Siftal, it says, this halacha that you're allowed to add on layers to the hatmana, Bushi's Basha Gadar Kotzarcha, the man of Vishal's Kotzarcha, Philo Hosevel Kisios, and Shetseven Zeh Garam Law, he's Basha. You're adding more layers on top, so you're causing it to be Mizbashal. Now, this could be a case where without adding the layers, it's not going to cook at all. And by adding the thing on top, you're causing it to cook. Because Lashon's grandmother, he's Bashel. And maybe that's what the Lashon over here, the Ramah also is, shutting the oven is garam bishel, which means it won't cook at all if the oven door is open. When you close the oven door, you're pushing, going from non-bishel to bishel. Even though it's not mistaber, but maybe you could be doich of that. But the lashon ration and dalit is his lashon is the memar ligmar bishul and bishabes. So you're hastening the bishel process, and that's also. So I mean, it's pretty clear. Multiple places, it's pretty clear that being memar bishul is also. So it's interesting that Kevager. I mean, the Ritva. Ritva is masupik about it. So he says, maybe, you know, I'm learning this Masechta Shavuos, and I had nine follow. Like, now I have a riot to this issue. It seems to be based on the Isra Hagasa, etc. Pashas the Chodim in the Makor in the Gemara. There's Taka no Gemara which has a Behejah. no Gemara says it behedja. The Gemara says it, the only one really says it is this or being megas. When the pasta the lama is being megas is being mamayer. So the makar for these isurim is these lashanas are not Gemaras. This lashan over here in Reish and Dalid is the lashon of a tour. Pshem Rashbam, Toisus were Rosh Bereish Per Dal V'Shabbos. So our Toisus being the getting of the fourth parak. That lashon. And the garden is not even nice enough to give us a maramakim for makor for it. Right, and then the Gaon in Reish Nidal it says, like it says in Reish Zion, that there's a problem. And Reish Zion, he says, Makor is Torah Smag, Smag Truma. That's all these wonderful. Rishonim, tell me this Isser, right? So where does this Isser come from? And the Gaon does not give a Mar Malkum over here either. One second, does he? Who? Canal simulation gimel mehad the megas. Yeah. So the garden says the makar is a dinner megas. Right. That's the makar is a dinner megas. So b'chal dinner megas is an interesting din because the ma'isa the mishabura is choshish. Heilvus agdera shavirud mesachem agabi ha'or. If they're off of the fire, so if they're not fully cooked, you shouldn't stir it. But if it's fully cooked, it's okay. The medayik this halach over here is. But if it's ala eish, even by moshul kol tzarach it's aser. The magen mishnah is medayik in lashon the Rambam. The shaila is what's the iser? Look, it's fully cooked. What is this? So the Rambam, when he brings this din down, I saw Rambam here before. The Rambam has interesting lashon. In Perek Tes Halacha Dalet, it says. So one person would put the or the eitzim etc. And ba'achav higas kulam chayav mishum mevashal. Shulayis adaber mitzarchi abishal reizim mevashal. Any person who does anything which is part of the bishul process is chayav because of mevashal. So the Rambam seems to say the yisod of this is once you put it under the umbrella of what's called tzarchi abishal. This is that's goes into the malach of mevashal. You find the Rambam uses similar lashonis in other places. Rambam, by the Mappas Mursa, Rambam says the reason why that he's chayiv because he's doing things the way the Rishonim do it. That becomes now the malacha. Not like Rashi learns to see his pesach, etc. He says because you're doing the way the Rishonim do it, that becomes now gets a shame malacha. The Rambam has such a concept. But poked by Bishul, we touched on originally, Bishul B'chal is a fascinating malacha because you're not really doing anything. So the malacha is doing what's called Tzarchei Bishul. So therefore the Magen says the Rama could hold that doing Hagasa, even if you're not Makar of the Bishul at all, it's still a problem. Because not doing Makar of the Bishul, doing something called Tzarchei Bishul is part of the malacha, period, end of the conversation. Fascinating idea that Rama should say such a thing, but there is the Makor from Hagasa is not Mukhruch. The Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch, and Reish and Dalet, Reish and Zion, and Reish and Tes, right? He is definitely saying there's an issue being Memar Bishul, causing something to be Memar Bishul, and the Gaon says the Makor is the Din of Agasa, but the Din of Agasa, the Ritva says, is not Mukhruch, that is clear that there's such a concept, because I could learn of the Din of Agasa, that's a different reason. A, B, like we already saw that the Rosh already said, Tos already said that you can learn up that's totally different. It's not talking about Bishul B'chal, it's talking about the Tzeveya. So then Hagasa B'chal doesn't teach me anything about Bishul. So if the whole Makar is in Hagasa, we're in big trouble. So Zatari Tvoa, I got a Gemara in Shuas, the Gemara in Shuas, the Gemara Sims of Rabbi Pasha, that the process of being of causing it to burn more quickly in the Mizbeah is called Avaida. So Zatari Tvoa, we could argue very well that this teaches me that being Makar Bishul is called Bishul. Okay. We're so used to the Muslim in the Caribbean is called Bishul because the Mishul passes in multiple places. Like the, it's like the fact that we should contemplate a possibility it's not called Bishul seems to be strange to us. I mean, I hope it's strange to you. It makes sense to me. I'm getting a little bit nervous, but going back to this whole yisoid of, I mean, if you learn the Rambam right, the Rambam is saying it's not a din of tzaveik, because the Rambam learns it's going in case of bishul. He's putting it together with not the sugya from the case of the yara kura, but the Rambam says it in the case of the brisa brought him a seth nizbeya, which says the Rush quotes, one brought the or, one brought the eitzim, one brought the mayim, one brought the kadeira, everybody's chayv. Because you did something as part of the bishul process, you know. One guy brought the pot. Really? Like, you know, where's the bishul in the pot? Well, you can't cook without a pot. Like, you know, I get that, you know, but he put a pot on the fire. No, he's also chayiv. Right? So the Rambam is saying this. That's what the Rambam brings the din of hagasa. So it's part of the, that's the standard process how you do bishul. That became the shame halacha of the din of Torah. But it's not because. But I have a new scenario. I put apples around my pot, which has the pot sitting in a kachola, and I put apples around the side of it because the heat of the metal is going to cook the apples, and then I put a covering over the top. You got a problem because you've been makar of the bishul and the apple. That's the case. That's what that ration dalid. So like, okay, mehecha teisa, that's called bishul. So halacha lemaisa, we the car bishul is a problem. A few examples which are very relevant is a person has multiple, he leaves the oven on and he has food, he has leaves the cholent in the oven, he leaves other food. So the cholent is cooking from Friday night going into Shabbos morning. Meanwhile, he opens the oven door and he takes out the soup and he closes the oven door. Well, if your cholent is not Moshe Kol Tzarech, you can't shut the oven door. That's the case in Reish Mentes. You can't shut the oven door. You have to know for sure that the cholent is fully cooked. So, Rishon Zalman, apparently in Eretz Yisrael, it's common, at least I don't know about the Americans, but at least by the Israelis, it was common to put chicken bones into the cholent. And the chicken bones are not edible Friday night. They don't cook enough to be considered edible. But through Friday night to Shabbos morning, they soften up to the point that you can actually eat them, and apparently they absorb the flavor of the cholent, and they consider it a food. So, what? I don't want to consider it a delicacy. I didn't say that right. They consider it a food. Right? So Shlomo Zalman says, you can't shut the oven door. Because if the oven door is open, then a lot of the heat is going to dissipate. This process will definitely be slowed. And by shutting the oven door, you're going to hasten this process. So Ramosha was asked this question, and Ramosha said it's not a problem because, like, bones are not a Michael. Shlomo Zalman said back, if you don't understand how we eat food in there, it's Israel. He would understand that it is a Michael, it's a problem. Okay, so that maybe is not such a common scenario for us, but if it's. What?
It takes like a few chulas back and forth.
Right? If you're talking, eat it, like, you know, okay, you're right, the best of me, you know. I think Ramosha didn't like, you see, even the Pasha never cholamed. I guess even in Shtetl they didn't eat the chicken bones, you know. The halacha handles the chicken bones are considered more muksa than meat bones because you wouldn't give it to the dog either. It's like mamish chicken bones are like mamish muksa. So like they didn't in Shtetl they didn't chop this Yerushalmi eitza. You see the pictures of Yerushalmis. There's no marrow in chicken bones. The thin bones, they eat them. Okay.
I grew up always cracking open the bones and like sucking the marrow out.
That's the marrow, but the problem over here is not the marrow, the problem is the bones. They eat the bones.
No, like, but even like, let's say it was in the chicken soup that was out from like early on Friday, we would actually eat the bones. Like, when we
were, you would eat the bones?
We would eat the bones, yeah.
The bones, okay.
Some people eat chicken. That's their country.
And most people I think they break it open and they suck out the marrow. The same people that push it, you chew and you swallow the bone. Okay, you shall me pick this. The more it says you shall me pick him, they found the nature how to use everything. Okay. But it is relevant. A person puts up a chon late, and the chon is not what you call tzarcha. You know. However you define Mevushal Chol Tzarchai, if you don't know for sure there's Shalom Mevushal Chol Tzarchai, so you have a problem. Okay, or a different scenario, you have two pots on in the blech, was, you know, one was the Shalom, one was the soup, and you open up the cover, you take the cover off the quote-unquote soup pot to find out that you've covered the Shalom pot, you can't put the cover back on unless it's Mevushal Chol Tzarchai. And maybe a more common case, which I talk a person put up their urn close to Shabbos, and the water is not fully cooked. I give a large urn, like a Shiva urn, like one hour of Shabbos I came in, and Mincha was starting, and Rabar and I were filling the urn, okay? I mean, listen, having a coffee Shabbos morning is a Shabbos Council of Fashas, it's a Teichem Mincha. So we needed to have hot water for Shabbos, at least for the Tzarech of a Tzibur, for sure, right? So that water takes time. The more water, the longer it takes to cook. So if somebody would come along during Manish Moshes, or like, you know, till it cooks, so that thing takes a long time to cook. I don't know how long it takes, 40 minutes, 50 minutes, depending on the time. Water during that time, he's a Makar Bishal on the rest of the water. So that'd be a problem. So you can't take it out over then. Now, you'd also, that situation is water which wasn't cooked to Mechel Madrusoi. The shear for Shehiyah, you have to cook to Mechel Madrusoi, so it has to be that it's Gor Fakotim. So you have an urn which only has one setting, so that's considered like a Gor Fakotim in that sense. But if you have an urn which has multiple settings, this thing has, so you have to cover the knob. I mean, that's enough to make it that it shouldn't be a problem with Shehiyah. So, that's why, if you know, there's a tape on the urn. That's tape of the urn for two reasons. A, because the Chilam Shavur holds, even if it's cooked, fully cooked before Shabbos, preferably you should it should be Gor V'Kotum. Well, that's if it's fully cooked or not. Okay, but and second of all, for the scenarios where that happens like that, which happens more often than you want to consider. So you can solve that problem. Okay, that's so. But Haloi Dover, who that we take with the Pashat, that this concept of being the Kar Bishul is Pashat, that that's called Bishul. We see that the Rishonim are grappling with it a little bit, Mehefa Taisa, that it's true, and that Maisa they find the Makor. At the end of the day, the assumption that's the Makor for the Din of Hagasa. And Shabur the Maisa by Hagasa itself, so he says, Agabi Eish. Your Shalom Shabbos morning is Mevushal Chol Tzarchai. So you want to? We have the Shalom tells like so. Chazar is only mutar al gabi kira, not toich the kira. So we don't chazar the toich. So in those days they didn't have a separate Shalom for Friday night, but they would allow the guys to take some of the Shalom Friday night. So how do you take it out? So you have to lay. You open up the oven and you take it out. You can't put it back in. So you have to ladle it out while it's aleish. Right. So then, the Mechaber says that if it's bashkol tzarcha, it's mutter. When it's heavier in Rusachim, but if it's Al Gabi Ho'ar, you shouldn't do. So Hagasa, the Maisa of Mishabur comes out that Hagasa, Al Gabi Ho'esh, the Kabbalah to do Hagasa, that person should definitely be Machbaran. And but to ladle off, but it's all calf, not the Shema Hagasa, Al Gabi Ho'ar, when it's Mishabur Tzarcha, he doesn't know why it should be Aser. It's a b'chal, not you're not doing it with shame. The ma'isa bishul, the Rosh Chol Tzarchai is not hasting any bishul, so he doesn't know why it should be aser. So if makom tzarchai can make it, so the Chazanis, who has a different definition of what Gor, he doesn't hold our blessed are considered Gor V'Kotum. So he holds you can't, if you take the shalom, take any pot off, you can't put it back on. Because he holds our blessed are not, he says you can be makel and take out with a ladle, I'll get a magabio or. Better to do that than to take it off and hold that our blacks are considered Gor V'Kotum and putting it back. So that's what we were saying, Machan. Then the question came out, if you would take it off part way, so part of it's not Al Gabi Eish, and you would ladle from that section, so does that solve the problem? A, and B, you ought to put it back in. So Rabbi Hirschfeld was moderate. And eventually, I think they eventually finally got the idea that they should make a separate shalom for Friday night, but that wasn't in my day. And In my day, when it first started, I have to say, it was the Geneva that you would get taken on Friday night. That was the Geneva part. And it was Taras Geneva. And then, of course, what happened was that the guy did it, didn't know this halacha, and he took it out and put it back in, which Pasha's asked the Cholim for the rest of the yeshiva. So the Mashallah did Mazik. Because he did Mazik, besides the Geneva, he did Mazik, and the whole Cholim for the yeshiva. So that's how it started. That went on for a period of time. So they finally, you know,
the whole sugya.
What?
You steal something and then it magic
is. Pashas only stole the cholent which he took out.
I didn't take the whole pot.
He took the well, he took the he took the pot off of the fire, but that wasn't the same being kind of the whole pot, right? Right. But then he took out some cholent out of the pot that same geneva, right? And the shame while taking it to eat for himself.
I'm afraid we'll be giving a chavura about the specifics.
Okay, so the Chasam Mishpat Sugya you'll handle, okay. Just we also had the problem was that the Bracham apparently used to take the cake for Shalshudas. Sometimes they break into the cooler and take it, into the freezer and take it. Which all the different Hazaras in the world didn't solve the problem. The cook eventually solved the problem himself. I won't tell you in public how he did it. I'll tell you privately, but not being recorded for sure. Not what?
Not by making more cake.
No.
So it was
an alta Yiddish Yid. He was a survivor from the war, and he went through the camps. You didn't set up with him. That much I can tell you. Yeah. Yeah.
What is the problem with Hagasa that makes it not a problem to be doing milkshake?
So if you learn that, well, if you learn. If you learn a gosh, it's because of Makar Bishuloi. So this thing is a Moshe Koltzark. So we're talking about it's not a Moshe Koltzark, it's a Taka. Even a gosh, even ladling is a problem. So it's not a Moshe Koltzark. So we're going to say that Moshe Koltzark is still Osir when it's Al Gabi Aish. Pashas, the simple understanding either is because it's this new din of Mitzarka Bishul, or it's because of Gzeira. So it's a Gzeira, they only made the Gzeira when you're doing the Shema Gosh, and not you're doing the Shema Tzah, just to ladle it out. That's the simple understanding. Kamat not. So Matzama Yafala is not considered bishul. That's the whole phrase of the Mora. You know, the beginning of the parak was Moshe Kol Tzarcha Matzama Yafala. Like, you know, like what does that mean? Like Moshe Kol Tzarcha, why is Matzama Yafala? So there's a Madrego Moshe Kol Tzarcha, which means that any person would be very comfortable serving it to a guest. Means yeah, it's nice and cooked. But there are certain foods which the longer they sit, they taste better. That not Michael Mandrasoy is taka, you wouldn't serve it to your guests. It gets to the point I'm comfortable serving it to my guests, but I understand. So you can have a cholent Friday night. I nowadays the Bachar Ramak when they make the Friday night cholent, you know, Thursday night because they want okay, but you know, you make a cholent at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and you sit down and eat it at 10 o'clock at night. You can sit for 8 hours, it's cooked. And if you would have guests, you would serve it there very comfortably. You would be uncomfortable, embarrassed to serve it there. But you understand that overnight, it's still going to gain, you know, in the cholent power and taste even better the next day. Right?
I thought what's unique about Rukhmega's case on that spot is that there is no bishul yet, the chlau. It's basically just a timer and you're making the bishul happen earlier than it would have been happening. But I think if I had up to it, you'd be chlau bishul right now. It would have happened eventually, but you'd be chlau to be a diet.
Yeah, but the problem is the other scenarios which we're learning from is the case to the case of kisui, to the case of no, all the cases are it's not fully cooked.
No, but the heat's there, right? So maybe when you do
well, that's the case of Kregor's case also.
Kregor says that it's not 2-3 hours.
No, it's cooking and it's going to take a period of time to cook, and you're going to speed up that process.
You said the kader is alaish,
right? No, that's not how the belt learns of Kregor. Kregor, someone's ready. Cooks. It's ready cooking, but it just takes a time. A pot takes time to cook. Yeah. Right. I mean, that was the case. The Vorma al Gabi Mizbeach. The word said that the Vorma al Gabi Mizbeach, and they were burning. It just takes time. And that's the result. Okay. That's Lashon Mizbeach over there. Yeah. Okay. That's one thing. A second point, I want to touch on the Bishul Acher Bishul, which I don't really get all the way through the halacha, but so the Mechaber paskins that by Dor Halach there's Bishul Acher Bishul, and by Dor Yavesh there's not. The Ramah, the assumptions of Ramah paskins that Ein Bishul Acher Bishul Mikra Din, but there's Wermachmer Tichoshes for Bishul in the case of Nitzan Legamri. Now, the definition of not nitan legamri means that it's not yatzaletis boy, because kol machabri is yatzaletis boy. It's not a problem reheating it because it's still yatzaletis boy. Let's say you met. The body definition of yatzaletis bo. So according to Machab, you can heat it more. It's not a problem. We're talking about a case of nitzan legamri, which means that it's less than yatzaletis bo, but people still consider it warm. It means a person who wants to have a warm food will consider this warm. It's not, you know, the room temperature. It's especially if you understand the definition of yatzaletis bo is, like you said, is 120, 130, whatever the number is, 160. In Russia, even count places, you know, the upper share yatzaletis bo. You have a food that's quite hot, but it's not yatzaletis bo. So people can still, so that's the remote. Okay. Now, but davar yavesh, we everybody agrees it's not a problem. So you can, it's fully cooked. If it's fully cooked, you can be sharas in a klirishon on Shabbos. You can put it on top of the kedera, even though it gets yatzaletis bo, no problem. Why aren't you worried about the liquid inside of it? What happened to the liquid inside of it? So the Machaber actually has this case at the end of the Siman where he talks about the liquid and he totally ignores the issue of Bishul. So in Sifta Zion he says you have this infanada, which was this concoction of meats and fat and pasta, bread dough, whatever it was, which they would make. So you're allowed to do it, even though the shuma which is in it is nikrish is chazer nimuach. Even though it melts and it rolls out, so it's not a problem because right now it's a yavish. Right now it's considered a yavish. Then there's yesh machmirim because the problem of noilin. You're changing it from solid to liquid. That's a problem of noilin. So he doesn't seem to be worried about it. Obviously, the thing wasn't totally dry. In other words, what's the case that we're picturing over here that it's over yavish? That it's pushed, it's bone dry. There's moisture in it. All right, we don't seem to be worried about it. So, the Beis Yosef in Reish Gimel quotes Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the shame of Rabbeinu Yarna, that kol's man, the roiv of it is not liquid. The roiv of it is davar yavesh. We're not worried about the liquid. Now, in a case where the liquid is raw, right? So that was one of the cases over there of the the Rosh brought the case of, that you had the meat. So if it was at Nimlach, you have to be worried about the all of the liquid which is in it. That's raw liquid. So that's a problem. We don't say you go with the right. But by the case of a mavushal, the Prima Gadim in Reish Nun Daled quotes this and says you go with the right. Now the person. Mishabur doesn't talk about it. Mishabur doesn't really address this question directly. How much is the shear? I think the modern poskim do not want to be go with the prima gadim shear of roiv. They say if it's a dover nicker, if it's obvious that there's liquid there. So what's the hat? So for Ashkenazim, I get it. Nicker didn't really bishul of a bishul, and you're being mad. So you know what? As long as your yikar kavon is not l'shem bishul of the water, the yikar kavon is for the salad. So the other stuff is just hagavurka. We're happy with that. A lot of Shisha Shabbos has long arichas about that. You take a hot drink and you have drops at the bottom of the drink. So they cool off. Now you want to take a second cup, second drink. So you want to pour into the cup again. So you the little liquid, the tipas which are left at the bottom of the cup. He says that nobody's knocking around it. He doesn't say it in mouth. He says in parentheses that the Rabbi Levi Mistavisk. He was machmer to dry it out, but Lorino is a loss of the rabbanu because she shied of there. But nobody else is machmer such a thing. Nowadays they are, but says what's the pshat? So again, according to the more, the way you learn the more, you get it because my goal right now is to cook those little tipas left on the bottom. Bottom knots. So you're, that which you're being machmir in the chumrah, they say yesh bishul lach bishul on a liquid which is inside of the gamri. It's when you want to be the bashul the liquid. They have no. I'm not really focused on the liquid. Don't worry about it. But the problem is, according to the mechaber passes mikra din yesh bishul lach bishul. He's been choshes for ishul deraisa. So it's like darshani miskaven. That's very, very very wonderful, but it's gracious, right? So he has a longer rechus to try the mazur in Shisa Shabbos. He quotes the Prima Gadim. He gives you all of the Marmar Kemis on the so he brings the Iglital. The Iglital has a copy of a teretz, good pelish shikotara. He doesn't like that either, because you're doing iri is only bashal klei kliba, and even that klei kliba is only bashal meichel ben drusoy. And the rule of meichel ben drusoy, the Gemara says in Menachos, it's only considered bishul if it's mevushal on both sides. So it's only mevushal on one side. It's all done in meichel ben drusoy. It's not considered bishul. So meila that the Iglital sits on bashal klei kliba and meichel ben drusoy, which we never saw that. We didn't see that clear in the Rishonim. That the shear of that it cooks is kamachal and drusoy. Mishabura Pasha assumes not like that. Mishabura handles by Alete. He says, well, since it's only kene klipa, semela, it's mavushal legamri, not only machal and drusoy. But he assumes it's machal and drusoy. So now, then you need mishnate started. Semela, okay. You know, it's a parlor shachap all the way. So, so that doesn't work. Since you go basrik or kavan also, then he says this all doesn't work because we know by Shabbos a kik and kol does not to mechayev. So. So he suggests that. There may be water. At the end of the day, he doesn't feel that he has a good hesbet to mazur. Why this halacha over here? Why people are not machmir? So you'll find people which are machmir at lemaisa. But okay, one point. But the second point, going back to the other half of this question, is what is the shear? So the assumption of halacha is, so if you tie something which is not bushel at all, you should make sure that it's dry. So, but even there, the mashal, you take a challah out of the oven. Take a challah out of the freezer, and it has some ice. Has some ice particles on it. You should brush up the ice particles before you put it on top of your cholent pot to heat up, because you might actually cook those ice particles in water to get out the lettuce. But there's also much you can take off. There's a little bit can be left. She said, well, you're not mechavim for it. That's b'chal the dabashani miskavim. Now, it's not a psik ratio. It might vaporize and become vapor before it gets the yatzaletas boat. So that's where they assume that that's okay. But you should try to take it off. If you ask me, why isn't it borer? You're taking the bad from the good. So why isn't it borer? So as long as it's distinct, so it's not considered borer. But so sometimes it's not distinct. Sometimes you have a little bit of crumbly type of a crust on your challah, so some little pieces of challah come off with the. It's not really distinct where the ice particles end and the challah begins.
The ice is like actually stuck.
Well, what are you saying? You're detaching it. You mean?
Yeah.
What?
You're breaking them off. You're breaking them off at the top.
Okay, well, you know, as far as I know, that heter, if something's attached, it becomes one min. So the skin of the chicken and the chicken are considered one. So it's always sort of taking off. You're always sort of cutting a piece of chicken in half because I want to that. But so the skin and the chicken are considered one because batsim are considered one. I be hard to say that the sort of applies to the case of the ice with the challah.
No, I'm saying that's okay. The Rebbe is saying that they're two separate. The Rebbe is saying they're distinct. Right?
That's a heter.
Right, so I'm saying, but if they're like attached, isn't that like something like for bar? Like,
it would be a problem. I'm saying if you, it's not clear where it ends, the car, so you talk of a problem. So this eighth of you want to heat up your challah, you got to put it in a place where it's not going to get the atzeletas, but because of the liquid. What about the following? So this sort of ein bishul after bishul. What bishul does the first bishul? If I'm a vashel the first time in chama, and the second time I'm a vashel, I'm not putting on the algabi or it's fully cooked, but I cooked it in chama. Maliach kiraseach. The first time I did maliach kiraseach, which like many rishonim, that's not a, the Gemara says it's not a din derabanan, it's a din deraisa. Let's say I smoked it. I did ishim, which the Yishalmi wants to know, is that considered bishul or not? But lagabi, practically it's cooked.
Right,
practically, I made it from inedible to edible. It's ready to go. It's fully cooked. It's ready to go. And now I do bishul. So there's one argument: bishul afrafia, bishul achitzliya. Okay, I'm not getting involved. But let's assume there's no. That's not the point. The point about the shaila is ain't bishul achar bishul. So does bishul mean the first bishul and the second bishul be the same bishul? So what's the law of the bishul and bishul? Pasul law, this is real balabatish. Micha always loves when I say that, right? You're not doing anything because it's already cooked. So what's the afkamina if I cooked it the first time in the kham, or I cooked it the first time in the or the maisa? It was totally edible, ready to eat, and I'm not doing anything different. What's the afkamina, right? And so the second time it's not really adding anything. So that's a bishul and bishul. So whether you did it through Maliach Kiraseach, or you did it through Ishun, or you did it through Bishul Bachama, it doesn't make a difference to me. It's cooked. Which is why I think I think that's true. That, you know, I can't give you, not sure I have a common practical enough, I mean, but if you hold cooking in a microwave, it's considered Bishul Bachama, you know, or not. Most people don't cook in a microwave. I don't know. I never saw somebody cook in a microwave. You heat things in a microwave. You heat them. What?
They make special contraptions for it.
I remember when it first. I remember when it first came out. Like it was like this thing we had revolutionized. I remember like I'm old enough to say that. Okay, it was like revolutionized cooking. And people realize this doesn't cook as nice as a regular oven. Like so, why? It's good for heating things. Like most people never took off the idea of the cooking in microwaves, as far as I know. Any good chef is going to tell you, like, you know, you got to be kidding. Like, a convection oven is the in thing, you know. I mean, convection microwaves, maybe, they have, you know. What?
Melting cheese.
That's not cooking it. The cheese is, you know. I'm not getting involved in halachic dinner bishul because you're master something which is, you're melting something which is hard, okay? But I mean, you know, you ask a goy, what is melting cheese called cooking it? He'll say, you look at you, it's called melting, not called cooking. So that's partial. So that would be the assumption. There's a practical level. I don't see that there's a common application of it, but that would be the assumption that this is this. All these are that's called a bushel already. So even if I have something which it's first time it was processed, through smoking, and that's what made it. Or
oh, yeah.
Now maybe steam. Is steam considered bushel or not? You do steaming in something. I mean, the steam which a person does at home, that's bishul. It's moisture. It's not boiling in the water, but you surround it with a lot of the moisture and it cooks it. The steam that they do commercially is that they steam can be supercharged. It can be superheated to temperatures of 800 degrees. And you can't do that. Water stops heating at 212. It just turns into gas. You can take the gas and you can contain it. You can keep eating it. And you can use that almost like that becomes like the aish. So you're not using it. So the maisa pashas it has a din of toldos sahor. So it's bishul toldos sahor. So nobody's going to say bishul toldos sahor, and then bishul boor is considered probably bishul for bishul. That's called b'yesh bishul. That's the same thing. So they do that process. That's because all those cases would be considered mabushul. I did see somebody wants to argue not like that, which is why I'm pointing out that I don't think that's correct. Not that I can't hear it, because this whole thing, we don't know what the word bishul means. So, once you know what the word bishul is, so maybe the bishul that ain't bishul ha-bishul is on the bishul of that other bishul, as well as it is bishul, you know. But, you know, well, it looks cooked to me. Well, you know, but now you realize that looking cooked to you doesn't really fly so much in this sugya. So something which is menachal k'mashahu chai. So is there a din of bishul or bishul over there? So actually, there is a discussion in the Rambam that some learn the Rambam tackles in the Derbana. In other words, that's mavushal already. It's the same bishul or bishul. So if I cook an apple.
Okay. I mean, so once you say that, it's very hard to argue that
Right, but the Maisa, most, but the Mishabura goes with that's the Raisa, because it changes into something different. Your baked apple is different than your raw apple, so that's enough to say that's considered Bishul. One of the questions they ask is water. Like raw water and cooked water aren't very different. Okay, you kill all the bacteria. I'm saying, but you know, halach is not functioning at that level. So the answer, which the Glital says, is because you know why doesn't go into this Rambam? That's nechal kumar shuchai. He says you look at the lashon of the Rambam before, and the Rambam says mavashal. The Rambam's lashon is. is a pass, or a mavashal is a Michael, or it's a samamonim, or a machamim is a mayim. Right, the Rambam says there's a new din of machamim is a mayim. So the bishul by water is the heat, which is why he suggests that the Glital learns that everybody agrees by water. Yesh bishul chabishul, because the whole mile of water is hot. Water is a different function than cold water. It's a different function, and that function can be recreated again and again and again, and you lose it as soon as it cools. So but he said the Rambam is dafka stressing that by water, it's not bishul. It's mecham, it's a mayim. So that's how he answers the kasha from the Rambam sheet by apples. It's not a kasha from apples to water. Okay.